Buying wine. When we were boys, we had a choice: stay in the car or else follow him into Wine Mart, that cavernous retail barn, down aisle after aisle, California reds to Australian blends to French dessert wines, past bins loaded like bat racks with bottles, each with its own heraldic tag, its licked coat of arms, trailing after our father as he pushed the ever-filling cart. Bent forward in concentration, one hand and mouth stroking his unkempt mustache, the other lofting up bottles like fruit, then setting them down, weighing the store of data in his brain against the cost, the year, the cut of meat he'd select at the butcher's, a lamb chop, say, if this Umbrian red had enough body to marry, to dance on its legs in the bell of the night, or some scallops, maybe. Those languid hearts of the sea, a poet's dozen in a baggie, and a Pinot Grigio light enough not to disturb their salty murmur. Often, we'd stay in the car until we'd used up the radio and our dwindling capacity to believe our father might actually just be back. Then, break free, releasing our seatbelts, drifting to the edges of the parking lot like horses loosed in a field, following the sun's endgame of shade. Sometimes I'd peer into the front window, breath fogging the sale signs, catching snippets of my father's profile appearing and disappearing behind the tall cardboard stacks. Once I slipped back into the store, wandering the aisles, master of my own cart, loading it to bursting for the dream party I was going to throw. But mostly, like now, as I searched for the perfect $12 bottle, I'd shuffle along, dancing bare behind Circus Master, and wait for my father to pronounce, tall in his basketball body, wine bottles like babies in his hands. Aha.